Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
At a World Trade Organization meeting yesterday, the United States and several other countries, in fact, expressed concerns over Ireland's plans for labels on alcoholic products that would warn of a link to cancer. The plan by Ireland to put stark health warnings on bottles of wine and beer and spirits has caused anger in some European countries and indeed across the industry. So for more on this, I'm joined by Ulrich Adam, who's Director General of Spirits Europe, and Sheila Gilheaney, who's CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Ulrich, I'll start with you, if I may, on that sure. WTO meeting yesterday, the US and other countries raising concerns, as I say, that Ireland's new alcohol labelling requirements could present a barrier to trade. Is this something you agree with?
Yes, I think it highlights this week again the significant concern and opposition that we've seen early on among EU member states, and that was echoed this week by major international trading partners. I think the whole affair has shown that there are questions, you know, why Ireland is unnecessarily rushing this and antagonizing international trading partner and EU member states, all the while representatives of the Department of Health are on the record earlier this year and said clearly what we're doing is a breach of the single market. So,
explain to me why it's a barrier to trade to put a health warning on a bottle of wine, for example.
It's a barrier to trade in the single market because the idea of the internal market now in its 30th anniversary years, that a product that is put in Spain on the market should circulate freely across all borders. And now this law would create a barrier in the sense that you would need to have an Irish only label.
Okay. If it were done European Union wide, you'd have no problem.
Well, what we want is a harmonized proposal, which is already in the making in Brussels. And the content of that harmonized proposal is still to be worked out. Mm-hmm. But by default, we would prefer a harmonized approach to such an issue than countries in the EU going it alone. And
okay.
That's what the
Sheila Gilheaney, your response to that.
Well, you know, we would put it down to it's a consumer's right to know the risk from this product. And, the facts are absolutely clear. But unfortunately, the general public isn't aware of the facts, about that alcohol does cause cancer. There are 1,000 people every year in Ireland who get a cancer diagnosis that arises actually because of alcohol use. And that alcohol use doesn't even have to be at a very high level. Even 1 to 2 drinks a day, unfortunately, can lead to an increased, risk of that. So Ireland has had, has passed this legislation. It went through our Oireachtas back in 2018. We're now nearly 5 years on from that point. We now have the labels. We know what they will look like. It has gone through the EU notification process and also through the World Trade Organization.
So why not
process
wait for a harmonised approach, Sheila, as Ulrich is saying?
Because we've already been waiting. I mean, it's such a long time. I mean, these labels were first proposed in legislation back in 2015. They were extensively debated through the Oireachtas for 3 years. And as I say, we've now been waiting since 2018.
What's the holdup?
The holdup has been the pressure that has come from the industry, who simply do not want their consumers to have the facts about the risks from their product.
Is that what's happening, Ulrich? You push this to the European Union and you get your lobbying horses working there to delay this?
Not quite, no. I think we are not opposed to labelling, far from it. And it's true, Sheila has a point that the legislative changes have taken time. But that's why we've moved ahead, and we as Spirits moved ahead 4 years ago in self-regulation. We put a commitment out. Today, around 2 out of 3 bottles in the European market have energy label on pack.
And are you saying self-regulation
rolling
works?
Out the digital labelling. Sorry?
Are you saying self-regulation works?
No, it does work to a certain degree, particularly when the legislative process is a bit
Where's the evidence for that?
Longer. Well, the evidence is very much in our self-regulatory commitment that we've rolled out, and what you see on the labels.
That is no evidence.
To our supermarket.
So saying you have a commitment is no evidence that it works.
No, we've come out with the reports. You can go to the supermarket and check, I think.
So you're saying
we have more than 2 out of 3 bottles have energy labels on tech, and we're rolling out the digital information consumer ecosystem that we've specified there. And now we're also seeing that the EU is taking action, and it will come. I think that, you know, things do take a bit more time if you have 27 member states. So,
lobbyists who want to delay it. Are you saying that what Sheila is saying is wrong then, that 1 or 2 drinks a day can cause cancer? Are you taking issue with that?
Well, it's not for the industry to particularly comment on the complex issue of alcohol and health. I think there's a debate to be had, as I've said before, about how, you know, how best to inform consumers. I wouldn't go into that debate here because it's a very complex and long debate. And I think that's also where the Brussels debate will give the space for expert hearings and stakeholder views to comment on what works best.
I don't know what's complex about it. It's either right or wrong.
Things are in scientific context. There are a lot of different elements that need to be considered. And again, when you come to a complex matter of how to choose, you know, your drinking patterns, that depends on a lot of factors. So again, you know, it's not as straightforward to say this. There's
the message is too simplistic.
The message is absolutely, you know, straightforward. We're telling what the labels are aimed to do is to tell consumers the risks that there is from alcohol. There is no debate. Alcohol does actually cause cancer, and this has been known for nearly 4 decades at this stage. The reason that it isn't widely known amongst, you know, the general public is simply because the alcohol industry is doing everything possible, like the tobacco industry prior to this, to make sure that people don't have this information.
But Ulrich is saying it's too complex to even the question that I put to him, what you told me, that 1 or 2 drinks a day, as little as that, can cause cancer. He's saying it's far too complex to say that.
You know, we would be taking our information here from the World Health Organization, and this has been well researched, and you know that it is really not a question for debate. And as Ulrich says, you know, the alcohol industry is not in a position to give health information themselves, so the point about having labelling such as this is that this is independent information which comes from reputable scientific sources. So, you know, it really is a case of it's time for the alcohol industry to accept the responsibility that they have towards their consumers to give them this information.
What about funding some cancer care, Ulrich? Should the industry do that?
I'm not sure the industry, again, I think what we want is a proper and calm and serious and broad debate that discusses how best to reduce alcohol-related harm further in Europe. And look, the trends broadly are positive in moving in the right direction.
I appreciate that, but that's not the question I asked you. If science tells us that the drinks industry causes cancer, shouldn't the drinks industry pony up for cancer treatment then?
Again, it's a very complex issue, and I think it's you know, something that, you know, it's not as straightforward as this is made here. And I think that's, you know, again, it's not the debate here to go to that, you know, to that the level of detail to discuss that matter.
Ulrich Adam, Director General of Spirits Europe, and Sheila Gilheaney, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed.